White House, Joe Biden UN speech to highlight working together with China. By Charlie Spiring on September 21, 2021. President Joe Biden will use his speech to the United Nations on Tuesday to focus on the importance of working together with China, the White House said. There are also areas where we can work together with China and should work together with China. And that includes on climate, it includes on ensuring that we do end this pandemic as rapidly as possible. A senior administration official said during a call previewing Biden's address to reporters. The White House was asked about comments from Secretary General Antonio Guterres urging China and the United States to repair their completely dysfunctional relationship to avoid another Cold War. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday that Biden would make it absolutely clear in his speech Tuesday that he was not looking for a new Cold War with China or any country in the world. Speaking to reporters, the senior administration official said Biden did not believe in a Cold War approach. He believes in vigorous, intensive, principled competition that does not tip over into conflict. The official said, noting that Biden believed in standing up for American interests around the world. It is our firm commitment to stand up for our interests and to stand up for our allies. But to do so in a way that is responsible and that does not drive towards conflict. Either intended or unintended, the official added. Psaki indicated Biden would reverse former President Donald Trump's America First approach to the United Nations and the rest of the world. Every step he's taken from the moment he took office was with the intention of rebuilding alliances and rebuilding those partnerships that were frayed over the last 4 years, she said. Biden expressed his appreciation for the United Nations on Tuesday afternoon, after meeting with Guterres. America is back. We believe in the United Nations and its value, he said. Today, governments continue to work to, must continue to work together in a system built on international law to deliver equitable prosperity, peace, and security for everyone, he continued.